Village. Well, as we look in on the little community, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store talking to his partner, Abner.
Listen.
Abner, will you watch the store? I think I'll go out and eat.
Already? Well, it ain't but about 11 o'clock.
Well, I thought I'd go home this noon instead of going down to Luke Spears' lunchroom.
Don't you punish yourself enough eating breakfast and supper at home, Lum? Are you mad at yourself or something?
All right, now, Abner. My cooking ain't so bad as you try to make it.
Oh, no.
I'm a heap healthier than lots of fellers that eats their woman's cooking day in and day out.
Well, you'd have to be healthy to stand up under them hotcakes you cook, or vulcanite, or whatever you do to them. Lum, you must have some awful good reason for not going down to Luke Spears' today. Now, what is it? Come on,
Jack. Well, to be right honest, I'm just sort of trying to get away from Doc Withers for a few minutes.
Get away from Doc Withers?
Shh, not so loud. Huh? I want him to hear me back there.
Oh, no, he's still busy stacking up them medicine bottles of his, and he can't hear you.
You know, he's actually an awful nice fella, Abner. Friendly as can be.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Sometimes you just feel like you have to get away from him for a few minutes. Talks so dead blame much.
Yeah, he's a talker. Interesting, though.
Every day he follows me right down to the lunchroom and talks steady all during the meal.
Well.
Hardly gives you a chance to tell Luke what you want to eat.
Well, I think it's just because he likes you, Lum.
Oh, I know he means well and all that, but... Well, another reason I want to eat by myself today is because I've got some thinking to do.
Thinking about what?
One thing and another. Money and... stuff like that.
Wait a minute. You don't mean that $1,500 you got in the bank, do you?
Well, sort of.
Now, Lum, you know what you said you's going to do with that. Leave it right there in the bank. That's what you said. Leave it right there in the bank.
Yeah, but Abner, I can't never get rich just leaving that money set there. When Squire Skimp was in here yesterday, he got me to thinking about investments.
You ain't going to let Squire invest it for you, are you?
Oh, no.
Well, I was going to say...
I'll do the investing myself, natural.
Well, just don't let that Squire Skimp get his hands on it. He ain't so smart a business head as he always tries to make out. Look what happened to him yesterday. He come in here to talk Doc Withers into buying some insurance, and instead of that, Doc talked Squire into thinking that he had the thumps.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised at that. Squire General's so level-headed about things like that. Thumps is something horses get, sort of like the hives.
Yeah, well, that Doc Withers, Lum, he gets you so mixed up, you don't know whether you're a horse or a human or what you are.
He sure must have done a good job on Squire. I hear today that Squire's still in bed eating salt by the spoonful. That's what Doc said was good for the thumb. Plenty of rest and salt.
First thing you know, old Squire will start winning. Believe I'll get him a nice pair of blinkers for Christmas.
Here, new feedback.
Yeah, with salt in it.
what's the big joke?
Howdy, Doc.
I was back in my office there, and I heard you laughing. Did somebody get off a humorous remark?
No, we just talking here, Doc.
Yes.
Well, I've got to be getting along to dinner. I'll see you fellas later.
Well, wait, Lum. I'll get the hat and go along. Slip on the old feed bag with you.
Well, I ain't going down to the lunchroom today, Doc.
Oh?
Say, Abner, if Ms. Barton calls, tell her them bolts of oilcloth come in from the wholesale house this morning.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell her, Lum.
Now, where'd I put my hat?
I said I weren't going down to the lunchroom today, Doc.
Well, that's all right with me. I'm not particular where I slip on the old feed bag. Any place you say is good enough for me. Abner, did I wear my hat this morning?
I believe you had it on when you come in. Is that it sitting on the coffee grinder there?
Oh, yes. Been a bear that bit me. Well, let's be on our way, Lum. If anybody calls me, Abner, tell them I'm not here.
Doc, I'm going to eat at home today.
Oh, at your home?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want me tagging along, then. I thought you was going to eat in some restaurant.
No.
You wouldn't want me tagging along. Is your wife a pretty good cook?
Why? Mom ain't got no wife.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened?
Nothing happened. That's why I ain't got a wife.
No, I'm a bachelor. Abner was the one that's married.
Oh, I see. You're the married one.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Marriage is nice. Two souls traveling the road of life together. Matrimonial bliss. I went with a young lady once. Went steady for 4 or 5 years.
Well, I've got to be going.
Myrtle. Myrtle Travers. Had a nice talent for music. And a well-trained eye.
Well-trained eye?
Yes, sir. She could recognize, name, and identify more than 5 musical instruments by just looking at them. Her specialties were the piano, the saxophone, cornet, the drum. 2 kinds of drums, bass and snare. Well, there's your 5 right there.
Well, good for her. Now I've got to go.
Myrtle Travers.
Well, don't be gone long, Mom.
Well, here, wait. I'll get my hat and go with you. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've already got it. Well, absent-minded me. Myrtle always used to make the remark that I was absent-minded. Then she'd say, you're absent-minded. But she had her good side. I've often felt that maybe I shouldn't have broken up with her.
Well, why'd you do it, Doc?
Oh, I don't know. Impulsive, little things, you know.
Yeah.
One day she went to a picnic with another fella. Then later on they got engaged. Then they got married. I don't know. Somehow or other after that, we just seemed to drift apart.
Oh, well, that was a shame.
Well, you ready, Lon?
Well, I said I was eating at home, Doc.
Well, if you don't want me tagging along, just don't hesitate to say so. I'll get in there and eat you out of house and home.
Well, it's kind of a piece over to my place. Be closer for you. Just run down to the lunchroom.
Sounds like he's trying to get rid of me. Don't it, Abner?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that, hardly.
Us old bachelors got to stick together. Ain't that right, Lon?
Yeah, that's right, Don.
Birds of a feather. Well, come on, Lon. If anybody calls for me, Abner, tell them I'm not here.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yes, sir, Lon, birds of a feather. I treated a bird once for over 4 months. A white-legged hen. Tried to hatch out a golf ball. Give it a bad inferiority complex.
Come in. Oh, well, howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy.
Hi, Dobies. I'm glad you're here. I need somebody to watch the store for me while I go get something to eat. I'm just sitting here starving plumb to death.
What's the matter? Ain't you yet, Chet?
No, I ain't yet. Lom was going to get back early, but, well, me, he's been gone my 2 hours now.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Must have worked up a fair appetite today.
Well, he went home today instead of going down to lunchroom, because he wanted to be by himself and do some thinking, he said.
Well, no wonder it's taking him so long.
Then, Doc Withers sort of invited himself to go along with Lom.
Well, that was nice. Or, wait a minute. You mean Doc's going to have to eat Lum's cooking?
It was his own idea.
By Jiminy, he's my friend, Abner. You can't do that to him. No man can stand up under them kind of vittles, except Lum. He's used to it by now.
Well, Lum tried his best to talk him out of it. But you know Doc. He don't never listen to more than half of what you say to him.
That's a mean, ornery trick to play on a feller.
Well, maybe it'll learn him a lesson.
It's all right to learn a feller a lesson. You don't need to kill him, though. What's Slum cooking for him? Hot cakes?
Natural. About all he knows how to cook.
Oh, me. My goodness gracious. Stack of them things and double up a pigeon-toed goat.
Well, he asked for it.
I better get over there. Poor Doc's more than likely laying on the floor, stretched out, writhing in agony.
Oh, no, it ain't that bad, Grandpap. You try to exaggerate everything. Hi, Dogies, wait a minute here.
What's the matter?
Maybe that's what's taking them so long. You might be right at that.
I know I'm right. Here I was the one that urged Doc to move to Pine Ridge. Told him what a wonderful place it was to live. Better get on the phone, Abner, and call him.
Well, I don't want to be... Wait a minute. There comes Lum right now. The Doc ain't with him, neither.
Huh?
That must be what happened, all right, Grandpap.
Oh, me. I ought to told him to stay in Mount Ida.
Well, he'll get over it.
Blame myself for this.
Oh, well, don't worry. Howdy, Lum. How's he feeling now?
I ain't got time to talk now, Abner. I've got to get another sack of that pancake flour and get back over to the place.
Pancake flour?
Yeah, I've got to cook the Doc some more hot cakes.
Some more? You mean he liked them?
Oh, he said they was the finest he'd ever had.
Huh?
And what's more, he likes my cooking so much he's going to eat with me every day now. He's boarding with me.
Yes, but how long can a man stand up under a steady diet of hotcakes and, hotcakes?